Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, hosted by Michelle Frechette and Allie Nimmons. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database built with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech overall.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I have my voice back. Last time we talked, I was croaking my voice through as much as I could at WordCamp US because talking over the crowds is always challenging, shall we say.
Yes, absolutely. Well, yes, you sound beautiful. So,
thank you. I am like super excited right now because we have a special guest and we don't get guests too often. We sometimes get people to fill in for one or the other of us, but we don't often have guests where you and I are both on the same call, and neither one of us wanted to step back because we're so excited to talk to this guest today. So without further ado, I would like to introduce and bring into the conversation Samah Nasser from Yoast. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, lovely ladies? How's everyone? And I wish everyone listening to us is in having amazing day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're all, I got to see Samah last week. Allie, I know that you got to see people only through my screen as they walked behind me, but at WordCamp US. And so Samah is actually on vacation this week and took time out of her vacation schedule to talk with us today. So thank you so much for taking that time.
Oh, welcome. Like, I will never miss it. Like, it's a really great honor to be here today. And I'm really happy that you invited me and I will never miss it. So, like, I'm really happy to be here. Yeah.
Side note, she's actually in my time zone right now, which made it way easier than if she was at home.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm still in the States visiting my brother after WordCamp US. But here the time is much better. Now, if I was in the Netherlands, it would be like 9 p.m. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So, Samah, for people who do not know who you are, who have not interacted with you as we have done, tell us a little bit about what you do at Yoast, like what your role is, your title, your responsibilities, your passions, all of that good stuff.
Okay, my name is Samah Nasser. I work as project manager at Yoast, of course, in the best team ever, the community team. I'm handling sponsoring requests, also planning for events like WordCamp US, WordCamp Torino, we have WordCamp Kathmandu is coming nearby. Also at the same time, I'm responsible for the Yoast Care Fund and Yoast Diversity Fund. And my passion is simply WordPress. I am a really big fan of WordPress. And also at the same time, I contribute to the Arabic Polyglot team. And that's in short sentences, who am I?
I love it. And I have a special place in my heart for your funds. I was a recipient of the Yoast Care Funds, and I got to nominate Allie Nimmons, who also is a recipient of the Yoast Care Funds.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love it. And I've nominated quite a few people through the years, and it's an honor to be able to point to other people's work and the wonderful things that they're doing and be able to say this person deserves some recognition. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's the Yoast Care Fund is amazing. As you know, the WordPress community is made of thousands of volunteers worldwide. And everyone like writing code or participating to contributing into Polyglot team, testing core. And many volunteers work in WordPress in their own free time or while self-employed. And at Yoast, we love the open source way. And that's why we started Yoast Care Fund. And we really want to celebrate people's contribution. And we publish their stories. And we're really happy about sharing people's contribution and stories to encourage, hopefully, another contributor. Also, at the same time, people will receive $500 as a prize. They can spend it just the way they want it. And per year, we have almost a $25,000 budget, almost 50-year interview per year. So if someone is hearing us today and they know someone is contributing to WordPress in any team, please nominate them for Yoast Care Fund.
And one of the caveats is that can't be their full-time job, right? So they can't work for automatic as in WordPress, that kind of thing. So it has to be something that they're doing aside. They can work within the community, of course, but that can't be what their full-time job is.
Yeah, the contribution should not be paid. That is one of the only conditions with the Oscar fund, that that your contribution, you don't get paid to contribute to WordPress, that you do it on your free time or it's unpaid job.
Exactly. So how many people, I'm going to put you on the spot now. How many people have been recipients of both of these funds that you have?
I think over the years, we're talking about more than 100 recipients for the Youth Care Fund and Youth Diversity Fund. And I hopefully to we have in the next year much more. For the Youth Diversity Fund, as you know, like during the COVID time, we didn't get receive a lot of application because Youth Diversity Fund is simply targeting speakers who want to speak at events and who they are from underrepresented group. They can simply apply for Youth Diversity Fund and we can help them with the travel, accommodation, visa, fees, and also even like if someone needs a babysitter, like single moms and single dad, that also can, we can help with that. We just want to remove the financial burden. But in Youth Diversity Fund, it was a little bit less because of COVID time, but we did something really amazing in 2021. We funded 6 projects around the world. They were targeting to make WordPress more diverse. Now, because after now, there's a lot of events, a lot of WordCamps, people applying, and we're really, really happy and honored to help those amazing speakers. And at the same time, I hope we get more application in the near future.
I love it. Absolutely.
Do you know, Sama, like where the impetus for or the beginning of these projects came from? Like, do you know if there was a specific event or if there was a specific person, either a recipient or somebody on the Yoast team, who started these ideas? Like, where did this idea come from?
The Youth Care Fund, the idea came, I started at Youth in 2018. At that time, the Youth Diversity Fund was running. And at that time, I really honestly, I didn't know where's the start of it. But at Youth, everyone loved WordPress and we do a lot of contribution. And I think that they came that with the need of the community to be more diverse. For the Youth Care Fund, I know it's from the previous CEO, Marieke van der Acht. I think Care Fund was created by her. And then we carry her message through the years. We work on the fund, we plan it, we created the workflow, and we started creating, making questions, the interview and everything. But the idea was created within Yoast team as a whole company. And I think if I'm not mistaken, the source or maybe the one who have the idea was Marieke, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds like something she would come up with.
Definitely. She's amazing human being. And also I love her and I have full respect for her. And I think, yeah, definitely that could be her. But I'm not really sure about Youth Diversity Fund, but Youth Care Fund, yes, she's the one who came up with the idea.
I love that there's almost like bragging rights too, right? Like when I got the nomination and I was, you know, asked to participate, like you get this little email with a certificate. I printed that off, I framed it, and I hung it in the wall over That's my computer cool. because I was like, this is so cool, right? So I wanted it to be somewhere where I could remind myself on the daily, on a kind of a daily basis, or you know, whenever I look up, that the work I do matters, and that other people have recognized that the work I do matters. Because it's easy to forget that other people benefit from sometimes from the work that we do in WordPress, and in tech, because we just our heads down and we're into it. But to have that recognition or to have that reminder that we matter, it's kind of like that fodder to keep us going, right? So to remind you, and when especially in a remote work environment when there isn't somebody walking in every day and going, hey, can I grab your cup of coffee, or those interactions to have that reminder that that the work that you do matters and that other people have seen it. It's definitely
a yeah good. I'm really happy to hear that. I start my day all of the time to check the inboxes for diversity at Care Fund at work. And I say, like, please, someone apply, please. And because it's really make us happy. And at the end of the day, I think there's millions and millions of stories in WordPress we love to hear and we love to share them. And as you say, Michelle, like, you're an amazing contributor, like, and you're an amazing human being. And that's like, sometimes it was also our honor to publish your story in our website. You and Ali, the same. And I'm really big fan of both of you. So it was me writing the interview. I was like, oh my god, that was really awesome.
And when you get to see people in person after you've published their stories and meet them face to face at a WordCamp, I'm sure that there's an excitement there. Like when I've written about somebody or I've tweeted them or, you know, connected with them, and then I get to see them face to face, and whether it's an elbow bump or a hug or whatever we're doing post-COVID, you know, it feels good. It's a nice way to connect with people.
It's really good. I saw a couple of them in WordCamp Europe and also in WordCamp US in 2023. It was really amazing feeling. Like for me, like, and people come say thank you. Like, no, thank you for being you. Thank you for all of your contribution to WordPress. You're awesome human being. And it was our pleasure and honor to share your story. Like it was inspiring and it's really amazing. But yeah, but for me, I always require a hug. Like I'm a huggy person, you know, like I need my hugs.
Yeah, same.
I need my hugs.
I love these things because it's so very in the open source ethos of things, right? Like given that this is a volunteer community and we are all creating and then turning around and benefiting from this software that we build together, you know, a lot of people are not paid contributors and are doing this, you know, for any other number of reasons. And so for a company that benefits from the work that is done on WordPress to turn around and acknowledge those people, it feels very like integral to that feeling of, you know, if you put something in, you will get something out. And it feels very fair in a way, which I would love for more companies that benefit from WordPress to think more about. And I mean, that's kind of where something like Five for the Future comes in, right? But like, I would love for more companies to think about, you know, how can we give back into the community of people who are giving us this software that we are using to, you know, build our company and make our livelihood and all that stuff. It just feels very full circle and like just wonderful. I love it.
Yeah.
And I think that it almost feels like once you've been nominated, you feel like almost like a responsibility, but in a good way, to recognize the work of other people too, right? Mm-hmm. So like after I was nominated, I was like, oh my gosh, who can I nominate now? Because I want other people to feel this way and I want other people's work to be recognized. So it's
and I did the same thing. So super cool. I did the same thing when I got mine. I was like, I have to now turn around and like fill this form out and think of, you know, a couple other people. I think I went and nominated like two or three people because I was like, I want to share this. Like, I know there are other people who deserve this mm-hmm. and they should be able to have, you know, to have this recognition as well.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's even more fun when you do it anonymous, like when you don't tell them. And then you like, then I get an email from you saying, oh, we've accepted this person. And I get to go tell them, oh, by the way, I nominated you and you've won this, like this recognition. It's like so super cool. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's really amazing. I'm hearing about it. And I really hope like people to get that we as a company, we're not getting benefit from it. We just want to celebrate the contribution. And at the same time, I hope people who's hearing us now, please, Yoscare Fund, nominate amazing human being who contribute to WordPress, just like share their stories. I hope that I will have 100 application and all of them will be online sharing their experience. That is really my dream to have for the next 1 year. Just like 100 interview ready to publish. That will be amazing.
Yeah, I like that goal. That's a good goal.
Totally. It's very high, but I want it, you know, like I'm aiming really high. So yeah.
Totally. Shoot for the stars.
I was gonna say that. You stole my line, Allie.
And you should help me, so please nominate people.
I will. I hope our listeners do too, for sure.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm trying to think like other questions I have. Like, I just, I don't know. I'm having a fangirl moment here. I'm having you on the podcast, to be honest.
Me, it's my first time ever in 5 years having like a talk. So I'm also a little bit nervous. So, and also I'm a big fan of you and Ali. So both of you are like, also I'm nervous. So yeah.
Oh, love this.
It's just all the mutual love. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to ask. Last week we talked a little bit about the Pride Party from WordCamp US, and we talked about, you know, that wasn't the first one. There have been, you know, multiple Pride parties at events over the past couple of years. Is that anything that you touch or work on or help with, is organizing and putting up those particular parties, or any of the other kind of Pride focused things that Yoast likes to do recently?
Honestly, we could not, in WordCamp Europe 2023, of course, we hosted the Pride party, but for WordCamp US, we could not do it because the number of the people were attending. We're only coming 4 people from around the world attending WordCamp US, but definitely would love to do it again. As you know, in Yoast, we are really a Pride at Yoast. We're really, really... breathing diversity, inclusive, and also pride. And also at the same time, in WordCamp Asia, we hosted the Pride party in 2023 at the beginning of the year, because we believe in equality and inclusion. And of course, if you check our website, you will notice that Yoast as a company and the COC Netherlands, we are teaming up to raise the bar on diversity and inclusion. So there's a whole blog post about it. Please, the listeners, go check it out. We're really, really happy to share and make WordPress also more diverse in this way, because everyone is welcome to WordPress. There's no everyone, it's inclusive. There's no one is gonna be like, whatever you're where are you coming from, who you are, whatever you believe. WordPress and also Yoast's company is very inclusive in this, I hope so, and for WordPress, but for Yoast company, definitely we are very inclusive.
One of the things that Ali and I talked about earlier, I think it was last year actually now, all of the episodes start to run together after a little while. Like, when was that one? But we talked to one of your developers, whose name I am absolutely blanking on right now. Maybe Ali can help fill in some of the blanks, about the inclusive language part of the Yoast plugin now that y'all have. And so that was super exciting to have. And I bring it up right now just to talk about the fact that you guys are all in. Like, your company is all in on WordPress. Yeah. You're all in on the diversity and all in on the inclusion. And I, like, when we saw that, like, there are a few, okay, I'm not going to lie, there are a lot of things that bring me to tears in this world because I'm an easy crier. But the things that move me to tears in a positive way are things that have to do with inclusion. And when I saw that, and then when I saw that y'all were putting it in the free plugin, I just, like, Allie and I called each other. We were like, oh my gosh, they moved it into the replug, and we're so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our conversation that we had with Hannah. So I'll put that in the show notes if anyone is interested in listening to that previous episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, I love Hannah, and Hannah, she's one of the people who work in the inclusive language analysis. And yeah, definitely, we want to share it with as much people as we can. And that's why we move it to the free version. And we're really, really happy. And hopefully in the future, we move it also to another languages. So that is something I'm really proud of it as a Yoaster. The inclusive language is went for free. Everyone has access to it. And that was something really makes me proud. Yeah.
And then you also had a contributor day from through Yoast that anybody was welcome to join as well. Somebody reached to me and asked me, the photos, he was one of the newest teams in WordPress, one of the make teams. And they're like, do you know anybody that would be like, kind of like run that session? I was like, I'll do it. And they're like, but it's 4 in the morning for you, Michelle. I'm like, you guys give so much back to so many people. Like, I can get up early one day. And that was so much fun My only problem was like that ended at 10 a.m. and I still had my whole workday ahead of me.
Yeah. Yeah, Yoast contributor days are really amazing. We hosted one last, I think last April, and now we're having a new one on the 4th of October. So I think I'm asking you now, are you also ready to wake up at 5 a.m.?
For you, anything. Absolutely.
Oh, you're just so sweet. Information. You're amazing. Yeah, thank you.
I'd be happy to.
We're running the Yoast Contributor Days. We purely contribute to WordPress, and sometimes it's fully online, sometimes it's hypered. This one is hypered, and every time we have a fun theme. Like last time, once we did like a spring cleaning, we did like bring the lion inside of you. Mm-hmm. And this year theme will be bring your spiritual animal. Like, oh. And it's also we're having it at the 4th of October because it's Animal Day, and also it's Taco Day, and you know the taco our taco community team, and it's also Cinnamon Roll Day. So we're gonna have lunch at tacos, and we're gonna have dessert as cinnamon rolls. So
that's so fun.
If you will save me some stroop waffles for another WordCamp, I will absolutely be there.
definitely like all of the stroop waffles, how much you want, for sure.
They're so good. If you haven't had them, Allie, you must try them sometime.
Oh no, I love stroop waffles, they are so exceptional. Absolutely,
yeah, go for it.
I was gonna say, speaking of, so that's coming up, you said in October, is there anything else that's coming up? Is there anything else that you're looking forward to, that you're working on, that you can tell us about?
We have a lot of planning for events. Like we have WordCamp Netherlands is coming, WordCamp Germany. Also, we have Content ED. Of course, this is not related to WordPress. We have also WordCamp Kathmandu in Nepal. We are sponsoring and attending. One of our colleagues, our remote colleagues, is working there. Suwash, he's a really amazing person. He's going to be from the organizing team. And also, there's a WordCamp Indonesia. We're going to be also there. One of our colleagues, she's visiting her family, and she will stay to attend the WordCamp. We have a lot of upcoming events, but mainly we're looking forward for your WordCamp Netherlands, because it's going to be nearby. It's an hour, let's say, next by our headquarters. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, also internal events. We have a couple of internal events, but Yoast Contributor Day is one of them. And also a couple of our colleagues attending other events. But we're really busy. And one of my favorite one, I cannot wait for it, also is WordPress Accessibility Day. Mm-hmm. Hannah is and I will be attending. And of course, we have WordPress Community Day in Rome. We're really busy.
Sounds like it.
And we're really happy about it. Yeah.
Wonderful. That's so exciting.
I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you know this, Allie, but the WordCamp Netherlands happens in a zoo.
Yes.
What? That is so cool. Right? Like,
yeah. So cool.
it's amazing. Cool. It's one of it is the best zoo in the whole Netherlands. It's called Berger Zoo. And I'm really happy. It's only 10 minutes biking from home. So it's...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and WordCamp Netherlands, it's happening there for the second time. This it's amazing. The community get together. There's enough space for everyone. And it was fun last year. And I think they made the tour for people. You can also have a free access to the zoo. So when you finish the WordCamp, you can go walk around and have fun. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, pretty cool. Allie, that's all my questions. I don't know if you have any more questions, but Sama, if you have anything else you want to add, we're just, you know, we're hanging on every word, as they say. So if there's other things you want to talk about, we're open to it.
For me, I just want to say, please, people, lovely listeners everywhere, WordPress contributor, please, I would love to know you. Please feel free to reach at Yoast Care Fund or Yoast Diversity Fund. And also we will be announcing soon about Yoast Contributor Day. It will be amazing. Whatever you are, just come join us and contribute to the amazing WordPress. And I'm sorry if I was nervous. Sorry if I talked too fast. And sorry if I
No,
say.
it's all good.
No, you are perfect.
It's my first time. So, yeah.
I love it. We were Hannah's first podcast as well. So,
yeah.
We are just. It's all good. Hopefully we make it easy because it's just a fun conversation with friends. But
yeah,
I can't thank you enough for joining us today. You've heard it here, folks. If you're interested, nominate somebody. Please go to, we'll have all of the links in our show notes, but you can go to the yoast.com, just look in their site. They're pretty, you know, you could even just Google it because I understand they know SEO pretty well there. So if you just Google
definitely
Yoast Cares Fund or Yoast Diversity Fund, you're gonna find it pretty darn fast. But yeah. We'll also have the links in our show notes. go ahead and nominate somebody. Make it a surprise because it's like so much fun to be able to tell them fun stuff. But please nominate somebody for that. If you know somebody who's a speaker at a WordCamp and they need a little assistance to get there, hit up that Yoast Diversity Fund. That's why it exists.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come out to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And also at the same time, I think my brother is here because every time I explain to my brother what I do, sometimes it's really difficult. But now I think he was hearing the whole time. So it's good that he knows.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
I love it. Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, thanks
thank
so much.
You for joining us today.
Thank you.
This episode was sponsored by the following companies. The Blogsmith. The Blogsmith is a holistic content marketing agency for B2B technology brands that creates data-driven content with a great reader experience. Visit theblogsmith.com to learn more. Thank you so much to our sponsors for this episode. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, using our database, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.